International student Emma Bang shares her challenges in securing a job in the current job market, which has its challenges, especially for international students.
I'm an international student. I'm here on a student visa and I have limited working hours. I can only work 24 hours per week. So it limits my accessibility, therefore my flexibility as well, because I obviously have to prioritize my classes. So I reckon that was one of the biggest challenges. Also because English is not my first language.
She shares, it took her a lot of hard work and patience before finally getting a job, months after applying.
So when I applied on Seek, for example, there would be like 200, 300 other applicants at the same time, which obviously had better resumes, more experience.
Emma Bang describes the current job market in Australia as tough, but reminds international students to try and keep their hopes up.
First advice is to never give up, because if you submit 100 applications, most likely you will receive one or two offers. But don't give up and submit applications as often as you can.
She also recommends making sure you fulfill all the requirements, such as having certain licenses.
Here in Australia, you have to acquire some licenses or do some courses to be eligible to work in different places. For example, as a food and beverage attendant, many places want you to acquire an RSA so you can serve alcohol. Look at the requirements as well in the different category you are applying for, and don't give up because it's hard.
Career development consultant at Griffith University, Belinda Murphy, describes the main challenge for international students as a lack of network in Australia.
Some of the most common things that come up for international students as being potential barriers tends to be lack of network in Australia. So up to 80% of roles are actually not advertised. So tapping into that hidden job market is actually how a lot of people do gain work experience.
She further explains how a lack of confidence in English skills can be a barrier in securing a job.
I often hear from students that they do have a bit of a lack of confidence with their English skills, and sometimes this can be a barrier because, you know, they might go into a job interview or have a chat with an employer, and if they're not feeling confident about their English, sometimes they feel like they're not, you know, comfortable doing those kind of things.
Belinda Murphy encourages international students to understand their value and underlines the importance of overseas work experience.
Sometimes also international students feel like they can't use their previous experience in their home country as evidence of skills that they have. Overseas experience is really great to highlight in a resume. Just having that confidence to really articulate their skills and know what value they actually have.
Lastly, she recommends students to have a look at the updated migration strategy to find which areas of work are best suited if they're wanting permanent residency in Australia.
I'd also recommend that students take a look at the updated migration strategy, which actually highlights an increase in the regional visa program allocation. And also students can check in to see what kind of occupations might be eligible to suit for permanent residency.